This month, another baby whale was born to Puget Sound's population of southern resident orca whales. That's 5 new calves so far in 2015. Even so, this baby whale boomlet offers only a small glimmer of hope. That's because 50% of newborns are not expected to live beyond a single year. And it's not clear if any of the resident orcas will survive longer term. But for tour operators, the future looks pretty bright.
We've only not seen whales twice since the start of March. So as far as watching whales, it's just been a phenomenal year.
Professional whale watch captains like Dan Wilkes seem poised to adapt to the changed marine environment, whether resident orca whales survive or not. KUOW's David Hyde has our story.
When a sea creature that weighs several tons defies gravity, people are impressed. And on this bright August afternoon, resident orca whales delivered. Captain Dan Wilkes has been running boat trips for the last 25 years out of Orcas Island.
We're up along these beautiful sandstone cliffs of Saturna Island. We're looking at about 30 whales just swimming in a big group, white water splashing out in front of them. And it just couldn't be any prettier.
Wilkes tells me when he started running boat tours, whales were not his main focus. But the 1993 movie Free Willy changed all that.
You like whales?
I like him.
Well, he doesn't like anybody, so you be careful around him. See, Willy's a case. A very special case.
So, who is it?
Free Willy sparked an explosion in public demand to see orca whales in the wild. And more than 20 years later, it's grins all around up on the deck of Wilkes' 56-foot boat, the Orcas Express.
Hi, there's Spock.
Pavni Paduru had never seen a whale before.
We're looking at whales, a fascinating group of whales going up, jumping. And this is my first time, and I'm really, really excited.
And the whales this afternoon seem to be having a great time, too. But the future for these resident orcas is uncertain. Lynn Berry is a marine biologist with NOAA Fisheries, and in her recent research, she finds that pollution, the decline of king salmon, and boat noise all work together in combination to pose a threat to these whales.
If there are depleted prey populations of those Chinook salmon, and vessels and sound make it harder for the whales to find the Chinook that are out there, that's when they're going to start using their blubber stores where the contaminants are. And once those contaminants circulate in their system, that's when they can really cause a health problem for the whales.
But not all whales in state waters are in trouble. Transient orca populations continue to increase, in part because they eat mammals like seals as opposed to salmon. And humpback whales are looking like a conservation success story in the making. Captain Wilkes told me the chance of spotting one in Washington state waters has dramatically increased in recent years.
Well, humpbacks, you know, most of them go up to Alaska to eat herring. But in our area here, they're eating forage fish. So we have herring, we have surf smelt, and we have sea lance, which are all small forage fish that the salmon are also here to eat. So they wouldn't be here if there wasn't food for them.
And Lynn Berry says,
recently, we actually put out a proposed rule to delist some populations of humpback whales under the Endangered Species Act. It's really a good news story about whales that have come back from depleted numbers following whaling that hasn't been in place for, you know, decades now, and the whales have really recovered and come back in good numbers in most cases.
Meanwhile, customers on the Orcas Express say they're excited by the prospect of spotting a humpback whale.
Well, it's like a candy in a dish. There's lots of candy, there's a lot of varieties, and having the humpback in the mix or in the candy dish, it just gives you more variety.
That's whale watch enthusiast Dan Acosta on board the Orcas Express. And judging from the people on board that day, they all seemed to be having such a great time. Everyone told me they'd be excited to see a humpback whale if they could. Seems like whale tour operators should be in business here in the Northwest for a good long time, even if the resident orca whales don't make it. But is it ethical to go whale watching? Because on the one hand, some boats can and do interfere with the whale's ability to hunt and eat. But on the other hand, whale watching connects people with whales. And that could in turn lead to a greater conservation consciousness, which in the case of humpback whales has helped lead to a major comeback. To try to sort out that dilemma, I spoke with Seattle author David Neiwirth. His new book is called Of Orcas and Men. He told me he personally prefers to see the whales from the shore or from a kayak, but he said no matter how you do it.
Seeing the whales is an inspiring sight, and I think one of the things that you get inspired to do is, you know, let's keep these things here. Let's keep them around. They're really magnificent creatures. They're really, there's a reason they're an icon for the Northwest. They're very, you know, it's a moving thing to see them. And they really are the, not just the icon, but they're also the ultimate indicator species for the health of our Puget Sound. It behooves all of us to pay attention to what's going on with the whales, and it behooves all of us in the long run to try to save them, because not only, you know, do we save a lot of salmon runs and things like that in the process, but I also think in some ways we help save ourselves.
What would orca whales make of orca whale tour operators, do you think?
I would expect that their opinion of the whale boat captains would depend on those whaleboat captains' individuals' behavior around them. They probably like the captains that leave them some breathing room and let them do their thing and don't try to be overbearing. And they're probably not too keen on the guys that get right in the middle of their paths when they're trying to go somewhere.
So from the orca's perspective, be selective about who you go whale watching with.
That's exactly right. From their perspective, you want to go out with a captain who's going to be respectful of the whales.
That's Seattle author David Nywert. His book is called Of Orcas and Men, and he spoke with David Hyde. By the way, we've got some great whale photos to go with this story. You'll find them at our website, kuow.org.